On this episode, we return to Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. This is episode 309 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And if you're looking for the latest Capture the Magic Universal podcast, you can check that out every other Monday. Then on Tuesdays, Rhonda and I bring you Main Street Magic. On Wednesdays, Jared and I have the Diz Dudes. And on Thursdays, Jared and Jamie bring you the Capture the Magic podcast. If you want even more content, including Diz Dudes Live, in-park and resort live streams from not only Disney World, but Universal Studios Orlando as well, CTM at the Movies, 20% off all CTM Network merchandise, and so much more, check out Club 32 at CTMVIP.com. And as you're getting ready to plan your next Disney vacation or Universal vacation, you want to head on over to travelwithzip.com and check out our trusted source for your next vacation, zippitydoo.travel. There's a quick form there you can fill out, and one of their wonderful agents will get in touch with you. They're going to go ahead and give you multiple quotes on what you're looking for. They're going to help you get booked, answer questions, help you plan, and so much more. And all of this is at no additional charge to you. And finally, if you're looking for the best in theme park inspired coffees, teas, and merchandise, head on over to expeditionroasters.com and use code CAPTURE15 at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. Rhonda, we went back to Disney's Coronado Springs Resort.
Yes. After, was it a solid year, Jeremy?
Very long time. So the last time that we stayed, you and I, at Coronado was September 25th of 2019. And I know that date specifically, one, because we were at Coronado Springs, so it's etched in my brain. Two, we had gone down for an evening, it was a Wednesday, I believe, to stay the night and check out Blue October at the Food and Wine Festival.
Okay, yep.
And so we had, you know, obviously between then and when things would shut down, you know, in late March, we had visited some other times to see our good friends over at Coronado Springs, as well as eat at Three Bridges, which we've been known to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it reopened.
Yes.
It is back.
Why was it closed, Jeremy?
Well, there was this little thing that happened. It was called COVID.
Right.
And then there were a couple guys that took over the resort from the NBA.
LeBron James.
LeBron James took over Coronado Springs for several months as the NBA, you know, obviously created this bubble at Walt Disney World to not only complete their season, but go all the way through playoffs until they would crown the Lakers the champions. And one thing, you know, I want to touch base on real quick is that the NBA and Disney did such an incredible job with the bubble and mm-hmm. with completing this that no other sport has been able to do. They were there for, I can't remember the exact count, it was like 100 plus days. You know, multiple teams across multiple resorts at the Wide World of Sports at ESPN. They would eventually narrow down to two teams who would be staying at Grand Destino Tower. Family would eventually be able to be allowed on property.
Mm-hmm.
Cast members, you know, again, staff from the NBA, from ESPN, from TV, all this stuff. There was not one single positive report of COVID during that entire time.
That's awesome.
So a huge, huge shout out, seriously, to Disney, to Adam Silver and the NBA, to the players, to the family, I mean, to the cast members, to everybody. Mm-hmm. They really, you know, I know there are a lot of people that were very agitated that they couldn't get into some of their favorite resorts.
Yeah.
And I was certainly, I like LeBron. I do. And I was all fine with the Lakers winning, but I was kind of looking for somebody to win the quickest so they could get out of our resort. But, so originally the, game seven was scheduled for October 12th. Had it gone to game seven, it did not. But the original reopening of Coronado was going to be on October 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Once the NBA went ahead, they you know, Lakers won game six. Next day, they were out of there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Coronado and Disney kind of said, well, we need a little bit more time. We're going to reopen on Friday, October 16th.
Uh-huh.
They were not going to take any new reservations for that day or evening.
Right.
They were just going to keep what was ever previously on the books and kind of use it as a soft opening.
Right.
Now, why don't you talk a little bit about what our schedule was that weekend originally, and once finding out that they were going to reopen that Friday, what we did so that we could even talk about Coronado and stay there for an evening.
Well, our original plan was we were staying at Pop Century on the Skyliner, which was very cool, for two nights, which was Friday and Saturday night, and then Sunday night we would move over to Cabana Bay and finish out the Universal Scarecrow hunt and trick-or-treating. So we found out that Coronado was opening. So Jeremy was on the computer and typing away. And all of a sudden, he said that we get to stay October 17th, which is Saturday night.
Well, and we'll go back. And this is one of the reasons that, you know, you should go to travelwithzip.com. What I'll tend to do is I'll go on myself and I'll look to see what types of things are available. And then I'll contact our agent who happens to be Kendall with ZippityDoo.travel, who is so amazing. And so I said to her, you know, can you move us Saturday night? She's like, 5 minutes later, she's like, you're moved. Awesome.
Nice.
I didn't have to deal with anything. I didn't have to do anything. She called Disney. She took care of it.
Awesome.
Even to the fact that the entire, and this was only a week prior to us going.
Mm-hmm.
Even she kept every day checking to see if Friday night would open. We did get word kind of internally that no, that wasn't going to happen. So we kind of stopped. But so we were able to move Saturday night to Coronado Springs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit. You know, I know it's a, I guess it's kind of like if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you're aware that we love Coronado Springs. You're aware that we're very fortunate enough to have met several wonderful cast members there. Who it's been so cool to keep in touch with them through this entire crazy,
yes.
You know, past shoot. Now, what are we looking at? 8 months, nine? Mm-hmm. I mean, through this last forever.
For this last
this year
really. Yeah.
You know, we've kept in touch with them and it's been wonderful. And so one big thing, I think, with us getting back to Coronado was an opportunity to not only see our friends and cast members, obviously stay at a place that we love so much, but also those that we didn't have contact information for, see if they were back.
Right.
You know, and that's something that's been big for us. You know, even that same weekend, we would go to some places and think, so-and-so still here.
Right.
You know, and when we would either see them or hear, maybe they just were off that night. You know, I know it was a relief to us in some ways, as I'm sure it is to them. But so Friday night, we stayed at Pop Century. We did a Skyliner bar crawl, which we're going to talk about next episode.
Yep.
But Coronado was the next episode we had to do. So we left Pop Century that morning and we headed straight over.
Yes, we did.
How did you feel? Because it's weird, like I've always said, or we've always said, a lot of times you take your kid to Disney for the first time twice, right? You take them when they're maybe young.
Right.
And they're not going to remember it, but that trip is for you as a parent.
Right.
Then you take them when they're older, and they are going to remember it, and that's a trip for them as a kid. That's how I felt pulling up to Coronado again, like it was our first time, even though we had pulled into that parking lot probably 40, 50 times, if not more.
Yeah.
Like, how did you feel coming back and seeing the tower? And
well, first of
you couldn't
all,
even pull in for the past,
I just started
you know,
to say, first
seven,
of all,
eight months.
Right. We've driven past mm-hmm. since Disney's been open. And, I mean, there's usually not just security, like police.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot turn in there.
Yeah, you ain't popping that bubble. And nope. I like to put my hands up against the window and like, stare out while the fray plays.
When we drive past?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyways, so it was weird almost that you could drive in. Like, it was, I was like, oh, are we allowed? Like, it was kind of funny and neat. And so, yeah, got up to the gate. Cast member was awesome. He was like, have you been here before? And we were like, yeah. So he's like, all right, well, you know, check-in's over here. And so, yeah, it was neat. It was neat walking in and two main managers were standing there, I believe.
Yeah.
But one was one we know, and it was Yusuf. And it was awesome seeing him. And
well, and that's what I thought was so cool. So we didn't check in online. And you know, recently we've been checking in online. Disney really wants you to check in online. Yeah. I wanted to walk through that lobby, and I wanted to go through the check-in process.
Yeah.
And when we walked in, there were, I don't think, any other guests, or maybe one other guest or so.
Yeah, there was, yeah.
But for us to walk in after all this time, and the first face we see is a very, very familiar one, yep. Which is Yusuf, who we had probably not seen. I don't think I'd seen him since beginning of last September when my brother and I were there, because mm-hmm. My brother was getting actually some promo shots done. He happened to be in Orlando speaking at Swan and Dolphin, and he's like, where's a good spot, and do you know a photographer that, you know, I can get some good shots done? And I was like, I know both of those things. I know a photographer, and I know an amazing place. Let's get all your promo shots done at Grand Destino. So, yeah, so I don't think I'd seen him since then. So to walk in and that be the first face we saw was just awesome.
It was.
And then so we sat and chatted with him for a minute. He said, you know, what are you guys doing here? We're like, we're checking in for the night, man. Like, this is awesome. He's like, welcome back. And then the second face we would see would be who checked us in.
And
who was that? Yes.
And that was awesome because she was up in Kronos Club.
Yeah. Like, she was the one that would work that desk. And,
right.
And when we would come in, she would be the first one there.
And it was so good to see her down there. And she remembered us. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of talked and, you know, got caught up and obviously got checked in. And, yeah, it was great. And then, yeah, so there's only Casitas and the tower open, correct?
Yeah. Currently, only Grand Destino and Casitas are open. Now, that's Casitas, all the Casitas buildings. And we ended up being in Building 5.
Right, which was fine.
Which we really, really loved that location. Yeah. We had always stayed in Casitas 1, right?
Yeah.
And so we had booked a standard. And so we were put in Casitas 5. But we were on the
second floor. Mm-hmm.
And we were right there on a corner.
Yep.
So you walked out of our room, you looked right and took 10 steps and you were overlooking Villa del Lago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and three bridges. And all of that. And when you went right around the corner down the stairs, you literally walked out to one of the three bridges.
Correct.
So the cut across to get to Grand Destino and El Centro and all was very, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
So we had never stayed in Casitas 5. And I really, mm-hmm. really enjoyed this location.
Yep. I agree.
They're following, of course, all the protocols that we've talked about.
Oh, of course.
You know, you're getting nice little, you know, signs with all the extra cleaning and sanitizing they're doing in the room. You're getting a little baggie full of remote. the thing I still love so much about Coronado, you know, that they've now upgraded the system for all the TVs throughout.
Yep.
You walk in and the TV is on and it says, welcome, Stein family.
Yes.
And it's got that interactive TV with some on-demand movies and a TV guide and,
Lacey,
you know,
just quickly, what do you call it? We're casted it to so we can watch Disney Plus on our TV. She just followed the steps and then boom, she had it connected and
very easily.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. So it felt so good to be back in a Coronado room and I don't know. It was so awesome. And so we want to go over a few of the things because I do believe that Coronado is a little bit different based on what is available, particularly food-wise, and what is not. You know, most all of the resorts, if not all of them that have reopened, have a food court quick service available via mobile order only, right?
Correct.
Coronado is a little bit different because the original restaurants that were there that include Maya Grill, El Mercado,
mm-hmm.
Even Siesta's pool bar, they're all third party owned by the same company that owns the restaurants over in the Mexican Pavilion at Epcot. And so there's a lot that goes on with that. So when we heard what was opening and what was not, I wasn't really surprised, but I do think this is something that people are going to want to plan for. And this has been one of the biggest questioning because people love their food courts. You know, people love the grab and go, the quick service. So currently, and we're going to get into Three Bridges a little bit more because we did dine there.
Mm-hmm.
Like you wouldn't believe it. We did decide to eat there.
Yeah.
Three Bridges is open for dinner. Opens at 4:30, open till midnight, as always. No reservations still. You can either walk up or there is a join on the app now. You know, now they're doing these walk-up join lists on the app.
Okay. How does that work? Do you know?
Yeah. So you literally get to the restaurant, you go in, and it's basically the same as almost going up to a hostess and saying, put me on a list, but you do it all through the app.
Okay.
And so you're able to do that, and they're going to give you a call back. It's going to tell you about how long it is, and they're going to give you a call back or a text, and then you can go ahead and make your way there.
Awesome.
So something I would highly, highly recommend to do. That's what we did, and we'll get into that in a little bit, but Rick's Bar and Lounge is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Nice.
So they have to go, but they don't have mobile ordering.
Okay.
So you have to go there, order, and then you can get it to go.
Okay.
Or you can go ahead and get a reservation and actually sit down.
Okay.
Right? So that's probably right now the best all-day option that you have, because El Mercado is not open. And there is no available grab-and-go at El Mercado or anything like that.
Okay.
Laguna Bar, where you'd love to get, you know, maybe your margaritas or drinks right out there of El Centro.
Yep.
Currently not open.
Okay.
Barcelona Lounge is open, but it is not all day, and it's very limited. So it is 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. And they're serving...
7 a.m. to 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're serving coffees. They're serving some pastries. There is the refrigerated section that has what Kaylin got, a parfait.
Yep.
Everybody loves parfait. Fruit, yep, cups, things like that.
Yep.
You can get whatever coffee I got that I didn't realize was filled up like a third of a coffee cup. Because I don't know fancy coffees.
Yeah. I mean,
I should have just gotten a coffee.
You probably
It was
should've.
Good. It actually was really good.
Yeah.
I got the, which one did I get?
I think
you
it
got
was
the,
espresso with sweetened condensed milk.
Yes. And then you got
leche. Yeah.
Right? How was yours?
So. Oh, mine was fantastic. Because I liked it so much that I actually said to you that if we needed to switch, I would switch with you. Because mine was fuller.
Yeah. Because you're just a wonderful wife in person.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
You didn't want to.
No, because I love you so much that I was just going to accept what I had ordered based on the knowledge that I did not have.
Okay.
Gift Shop Panchitos is open 9 to 9. And then Siesta's Pool Bar opens at 11. Food starts at noon. There are no refillable mugs being filled at Siesta's Pool Bar.
Okay.
So your refillable mug option here is pretty much non-existent. McDonald's is not far down the road.
That's
near
true.
Animal Kingdom and All-Star, if you really needed something outside of these options. But, you know, we ate at the Pool Bar that Saturday because we went to Animal Kingdom Saturday morning. And we enjoyed it. I had nachos.
I had a burger.
A burger.
And Kaylin, so did Kaylin had a burger. I was like, you know what? I want one of Kaylin's, which she, her famous Coronado burgers.
Mm-hmm.
She had one, what was it, at Pop Century? She
yeah,
said
that's
it was
right.
good, but she was very much looking forward to to Coronado. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to have one with her. So,
yeah.
And we weren't going to dinner for a lot later.
Yeah,
we
like
were actually going to do an later, yeah, dinner. So, yeah, we did that, and I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Food was great.
Yeah, the menu is a bit different than we remember, because they used to have some other tacos and things like that. It is a little bit more of a simplified menu, but it's not your quick service in the sense that you walk up, order, and within a minute or two, they're plopping it on a plate.
Oh, no.
They are going to give you a buzzer, a pager. You can go sit and go find a spot at the pool, and they will page you when it's ready to go back and get.
Just make sure you watch your time, because our pager wasn't working.
Yeah, our pager was not working.
And she was really sweet, and she was like, if it's not hot, she was like, let me know. But, I mean, everything was fine.
Everything was great.
We ate it, and everything was good.
Yeah. Got to enjoy the pool a little bit. Then...
We did, but it was cold for this Florida girl.
I was going to say.
I was cold.
Was Lacey? Because only you and Lacey got in. I meant to jump in, and I just didn't.
Lacey and I rode the slide down.
That's so awesome.
And it was fun. And, of course, you got the jaguar spitting water almost onto your head. And I got in the pool, and I was quite cold. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So.
Let's talk a little bit about how busy or not busy you think it is. You know, again, this opened only to Grandestino. Well, I'm going to talk about everything in general, Coronado in general. You know, we have Grandestino, we have the Casitas buildings open up, which is still a lot of rooms.
Yeah.
Right. Compared to what we've seen at the other resorts, did you feel this was less busy, more busy? I mean, this was really only opening day.
I just started to say
sense.
This is kind of so not busy at all.
Yeah.
At all.
I thought it felt like opening day back.
Yeah.
When we went to Pop Century, literally on reopening day with the parks, right?
Yep.
And some of the other resorts are starting to feel a little bit busier. because I do think people are, they're, you know, are booking the rooms fuller. Like, we're getting to a spot, and we don't have to get in, you know, too much, and maybe it'll be a different episode as we experience the holidays. You know, the hardest thing right now is to predict whatsoever what crowds look like.
Correct.
And I totally understand why people are constantly asking, what are the crowds going to look like next week? We don't know.
I know.
Because we didn't know what they're going to look like last week. Yep. Because when we first started, we could stand in a land at Magic Kingdom and not see another guest. That's not happening anymore.
No.
I think that people have started to, I think people allowed, you know, folks like us to go and experience it and have such wonderfully positive reviews that but now then, they're coming. Yep.
I've had quite a few clients, quite a few, and not even my clients, but other people know that Disney. And a couple of them has said, I think we've missed that window of it being dead. And I'm
you
like,
100% missed the window.
Yes. Now, they have asked me, what is it like during the week? We, unfortunately, I work 3 12-hour days during the week. I could go a Wednesday, but we have not done that just because that's a day that we need to do things around here. With that being said, I don't know, and we don't know how the week crowds are.
Yeah, I mean, if you base it on other people's experiences, and again, not our own personal experiences, it's certainly less, but everything is still becoming more.
Correct.
and
with no fast passes,
it's a killer.
It's very, very busy, and I would hate for people to go and not be prepared.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Like, it'll still, you can still make it fun, you can still have a great day, but you need to be prepared that it is still physical distancing, so the lines look really long. You can't go to another park. So it's one of those things where you just completely make a day out of it, and you stay and you stand in the lines, or you just go back to your resort and hang out there like we did at Coronado and had a really good time. And that's why I went to the pool. It was very hot that day.
Yeah.
But I guess because it is kind of cooling down at night, again, this Florida girl, that pool was a little bit cold.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and the thing, the only true difference is not having those three guaranteed rides with fast passes.
Correct.
You know what I mean? It's not like the wait times are still less.
Yeah.
Than they normally would be. It's just every attraction is going to require one, as opposed to knowing you have three fast passes for three short rides.
Right.
So just something to think of. You know, I think, you know, a couple months ago, I do believe that maybe our opinion and recommendation of going might be different than now. I do think that now, as we get into the holidays, is still going to be much more of a time for regulars to go, for locals to go, for people that have been before, right?
Right.
Couple months ago, even like, you know, maybe July or something, if you had never been to Disney, if you were okay with limited availability of attractions and shows, it was the perfect time to go, because you're going to walk onto every single ride that was open. Now, not so much. It's just something to take note of.
Right.
But yeah, but getting back to, you know, Coronado, we had an opportunity then. We're going to go back to our room. Rhonda may or may not have taken a lengthy nap. And I went.
We were up early.
We were up. It had been a time. We would go three nights at three different hotels.
And I get tired.
I know you do. And I missed you, but I was glad you napped so you'd be well rested for the night. But I basically went and I kind of walked around the resort.
Aww.
And then I went, like, I sat on a bench for a while. And aww, just stared at Villa del Lago and stuff.
Wow.
Stared at the tower. I walked across the bridges and up around all the Casitas building. I saw our banana trees with the bananas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
saw
you literally like, bring one back. I'm like, they're babies. I'm not going to hurt them. And it was just so nice. And like, as crazy as this past weekend was with our multiple movements and parks and hotels and everything, there was just this span where that day went so slow and it was awesome.
Yeah,
and
it was.
Probably, you know, we had several awesome, it was like a homecoming, I felt like, for us. And one of the things that was so great was we got to see Aaron.
Yes.
Aaron is back. I can tell you, I appreciate, as much as I know he would, all the people that have messaged me in the past months who literally have said, "Is do you know anything about Aaron?
Aww.
Is he coming back? Is he whatever?" I can say Aaron is back.
Yay.
And you are going to get to see his smiling face when you walk into Grand Destino Tower, if he's working.
Yep.
And he, you know.
And if he's out, because he's still.
If he's out, of course. He's still an incredible manager who is helping with so many other wonderful cast members to run that place.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to spend some time with him, which was just the absolute best.
Oh, it was.
The hardest part of COVID, I think, is not getting to, like, hug and shake hands with the cast members. Like, it's tough. And you're so funny because each time we see somebody, you're like, I'm not allowed to hug you, am I?
Well, because...
like, well, you know, we can't really...
The reason I ask is because... being doing hair and stuff, I have had clients ask me, and I think I've said this before on the podcast, that when I started back working, you know, Jeremy with coming home with the kids and stuff, that I would go ahead and undress and take my clothes that I wore in the salon all day long and put them straight in the wash machine, and then I would go shower, and then I would come out, and then I could hug my kids and my husband, and then I can feel like, okay, I'm good now. So I'll never forget, I had an older lady, and she loves me and thinks of me probably like a daughter because she's an older client, and she looked around, she's like, can I hug you? And nobody was looking, and my brain said, Rhonda, you're gonna take these clothes off as soon as you get home. And I'm like, Yes, you can. And so she did. And ever since then, you know, if somebody wants to hug me, I will. Because again, I take my clothes off and then I go shower and then I'm washed that day off. So I understand, as because again, I have my own room and stuff. I think this is a, like, you don't want people seeing and all that kind of stuff.
And there's be hugs thrown around everywhere.
Yeah. But anyways, I just kind of like, ask because that's, you know.
And it's the hard part, and it is hard not to see, you know, their smiling faces. If you do see us in the parks coming up, though, not guaranteeing any hugs from Rhonda. Just.
Yeah. Because I'm not sure I'm going to shower it when I get home.
Right.
Just kidding.
Right. it was so good to see Aaron. We got to spend some time with him. And then even better, we went ahead and we had arrangements to go to dinner at Three Bridges. And we were going to go to dinner with Athena and her wonderful husband, David, who we absolutely adore, these two.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think our kids adore them more. Like, we love these two to death, and our kids... who, you know, again, if you've listened and you know, and you know, you follow us in the community and on Facebook and all, you know, our kids don't always tend to be as gung-ho about Disney as we are.
No, they
because
don't.
Because if you ask them, we force them to go every month for the past 4 years straight.
Yep.
I feel so horrible for them. Hope Child Services doesn't ever come and take them away because of how mean we are to them, taking them to Disney every month. But they were so excited to go to dinner.
And I just heard to say, when we do, quote unquote, force them to go, there's a lot of things sometimes they don't want to do, but then there are the things that they do. And like when we mentioned to see Aaron, they were just like, oh my gosh, yes.
They're
we
got to go.
Right.
We will be there.
Athena and David, they were like, hey, we're going to dinner, you know, and they were like, and we're coming too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because... a lot of times, you know, it'll just be the four of us or whatever, without the kids. But it's neat when they are like, no, we want to come.
Yes.
So, and I love that. And I love that everybody loves the kids, too.
Yes. So. Yes. And our kids will, you know, especially to see someone like Lacey come out of her shell.
Yeah.
With people is just amazing. And, and Kaylin's always been very good at that. But what we do want to do is talk about Three Bridges. For anybody that's like, oh, you're going to talk about Three Bridges again? You've already eaten every food item there.
Well, guess what?
We've already heard about every food item there.
But guess what, guys?
What, Rhonda?
There are new foods.
Yes.
That's why we're talking about it.
And here's why we have always praised so much Athena, Three Bridges, her staff, her managers, you know, because they give her the freedom to do the things that she does. And what, what happened at Coronado and Three Bridges and the restaurants in the bubble And what they did for the NBA is unbelievable. You know, and nobody phoned in. They went above and beyond, and they constantly evolved, and they would still bring this once they reopened. They could have come back with the exact same menu as always. In fact, they could have cut it in half, which many Disney restaurants have needed to do.
Right.
And I totally understand it.
Right.
But the thing that we've always talked so much about Three Bridges that we love, and Athena and Jess and their team and their staff and their cast members, is that it's like going to your locally owned mom and pop restaurant, you know, where you don't know. There might be a special that night. There might be a bourbon flight. There might be a, well, and that's what they're doing. Like they right now, you know, something that they had brought around was like, you know, black owned distilleries.
Okay.
And, you know, for the NBA and everything that was going on. And those are things that they look at doing and potentially bringing to everyone. And so to see that after all this time, this restaurant that we love so much had evolved so much and that we weren't just, and if we had walked into the same old with the exact same menu, wouldn't have mattered because we love this place.
Right.
But the fact that we were able to sit down and we're going to talk about three new dishes on the menu that we tried, it's just a testament to Coronado, Villa del Lago, Three Bridges, and the staff and all that's here, right? I mean, don't you agree?
Yep.
So we were in our room, and Athena and David were on their way, and I was like, hey, you know, what do we need to do, you know, to get a table and all? And she said, well, go ahead and look at joining the wait list. So we walked down that way and joined the wait list, said it would be about 50 minutes, and they weren't far away. And so you and I were like, well, Dahlia Lounge is open, which I forgot to mention earlier. Dahlia Lounge is open. They have all new, well, half new, half old menu of tapas. Really good looking new dishes. Yeah, I actually do, Rhonda. So they are opening at 7 p.m. and they're going to be open till midnight.
Nice.
Right? They do have several new items on their menu, their tapas menu. And I believe most of these are new. Like they have a ham and cheese bocadillo. They've got a tortilla española, which is spinach, white beans, and an olive relish. Crispy artichokes. They have croquettes right now. Like they have a lot of new Spanish charcuterie.
Michael would like that.
It comes with bread, so you could make a sandwich out of it. But yeah, so they have a lot of new things there. So we decided we would just go up and we'd sit at the bar and grab a drink.
Yes.
Where we were greeted by Mike, who is a very well-known bartender in Dahlia Lounge. Absolutely wonderful bartender. And again, precautions are all being taken up there. Now, there are seats at the bar up there.
Yes.
Throughout Disney property, depending on the bar, depending on everything, there aren't always seats at the bar that are available.
Correct.
We'll certainly get into some of that when we talk about our Skyliner crawl next episode. This does have physically distanced bar seats for you to sit at.
Yeah.
So we grabbed a drink, met Athena and David there, and then not long after, our table was ready. I mean, it certainly was not 50 minutes, maybe 30 at most. So we headed down to Three Bridges.
Yep.
As far as familiar faces go,
yay!
We got to walk in and see another familiar face, didn't we?
Yes. We got to see Carson, which we were so excited to see. We got to see Jess, who is another manager. We got to see Tanner at the bar, behind the bar, serving drinks. And yeah, I mean, it was just amazing.
We had masks on. We had to get temperature checked at the front.
Yes, that was neat and cool. I actually kind of like that, by the way.
Oh, yeah, for the restaurants, totally. Yeah.
Because they're not checking it anywhere else on property.
Right, except the parks.
So, except the parks, but not on resort property.
Right.
So, I really kind of like that, too. And I think it's neat that they're doing that because, you know, like Universal, when you get your temperature checked in the morning, you know, you could be fine. And then later at that night, you could get a fever. And so I like how they're just doing that instead of having a bracelet where you don't have to get it checked again.
No, for sure. I from that moment we walked through, again, we had our masks on until we would get to the table, was the most normal life has felt in like 8 months.
Yeah,
like walking in and going, oh, there's Carson, let's say hi. And again, we couldn't like you know, you couldn't really get close or hug or anything.
Oh, I know.
Or whatever.
And we all look like we wanted to. Carson looked like she wanted to hug us. We wanted to hug her. And we're just like, I'm so happy you're here.
But it just, like, it felt normal for a minute. And then we sat down. Here again is where Three Bridges is doing things that nobody else is doing. They have plates
to put your mask on.
Yeah. Seat at the table to put your mask on.
That was cool.
So you don't have to set it on the table. Yep. Which isn't a big thing. They've sanitized. They've cleaned the table. But having a plate, a specific spot, because that's everything. You sit down, you're like, what do I? I don't know what to do. Do I set it on my lap? Do I put it in my pocket? Do I wear it like a hat? I don't know. Okay. Like, what do I do with it, right? And so I thought that part was very cool. Who was our server?
I just started saying another wonderful familiar face was our amazing server, Jamie, which we love her. She has done Sangria University, and she is amazing.
So it was, it was so cool to come in, see all these familiar faces that we know and love, make things feel a little bit normal for the time being, I guess. But what I really, really want to talk about is the new food. And we decided to, so basically the appetizers, which they call spreadable, dippable, shareable, includes three new items.
Yep.
Right. And so once Jamie told us about these, and she was like, well, what would you guys like to order? I was like, we would like all of the new items. So if you could go ahead and get those for us, that would be great.
Yep.
So let's talk about them. Now, you did end up later getting the curry hummus, which is still on the menu. Yep. Would you have been so sad?
Yes, I would have. I'd have cried.
Yeah. It's so good.
I'd have been like, Athena, you need to do something about getting it back.
I'm so mad now that I didn't have any. Because at that point, I was so full.
Yeah.
I was getting like some heartburn. But you got it. And I was just like, I want to eat it so bad. And I can't.
And I kept eating it. And I was like, I need to stop. Because it's so good.
But it's not too filling, which is good.
Yeah. But it was great.
Let's go into the first one, which is the Impossible Blend. Which, of course, is the vegan meat, air quote, blend. Chorizo Albondigas. This has paprika and guajillo chili. This is, of course, plant-based for $12. What are these exactly, Rhonda? For somebody that's not sure what a...
Meatballs?
Albondigas is. Yes, they are. They're meatballs.
And a red sauce that was really good.
Yeah, like a red chili sauce. Guajillo chili sauce.
Okay.
What did you think of these?
I thought they were fantastic.
Yeah.
I miss the mushrooms. Just kidding. I know. No, I'm kidding. It was really good. I just love the mushrooms, but... No, this was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Loved it. I could have totally had some, what do you call it with it? Some noodles. That would have been amazing.
Noodles? Really?
Yeah.
I don't feel like it lended to a noodle. I could have seen maybe
bread. I feel like it was
bread.
Almost like a spaghetti.
Okay. I could have seen maybe more of like a bread type of thing.
What did you think of them?
I love these. I thought it was so good. Again, hard pressed, I think, to find anybody that would just go, oh, this is vegan based. This is plant based. I don't think you would know if you took a bite at all. So flavorful, so meaty. Everything was just absolutely perfect. It comes in this beautiful little bowl. Again, I love their presentation and everything here. Man, this is honestly one of the best meatballs I've ever had. Like, pretty close. You're shaking your head, but it really is.
Oh, I feel like you say that about
I know, but it was so, I like that it was a different take, you know. Okay. I've really never had like non-Italian meatballs,
right?
And this was a wonderful kind of like Spanish twist on a standard meatball, and it's also plant-based, but you would never know it.
Okay.
And so I thought these were incredible. $12.
Were there like six of them or something?
Five. Maybe five. Four or five or so. Five, I think.
Odd number, right?
So good.
Yep.
So that is basically, in a sense, replacing the stuffed mushrooms, which used to be stuffed with the Chorizo Impossible Blend.
Right.
Right. Which did you like better? What do you think?
If I'm being 100% honest, because I love the mushrooms, I miss the mushrooms. So, I mean, like I said, I mean, you add some mushrooms to this, like, I think that would be amazing.
I would almost go for that, considering I actually would eat the stuffed mushrooms, and I hate mushrooms.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only time I've literally eaten mushrooms and been like, I could eat another one of those. That's delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
What are we going on to next, which has replaced the shrimp corn dogs?
So we are going to shrimp corn fritters. These are $17, and it comes with a jalapeno ranch. And there's four of them, and they're a good big size.
Like the size, like the, you want to say like the size of a like a lemon?
I was trying to say, not a baseball. That's too big.
No.
A lemon.
But bigger than a golf ball.
Bigger than a golf ball. Yeah. Maybe a nice size lemon, like you just said.
Yeah.
And here's what's crazy. So they're fried.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, crispy on the outside. Inside, amazing, yummy. The ranch, the jalapeno ranch, amazing to dip it in. Here's the crazy little twist. On top of all of these four shrimp corn fritters are powdered sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you think, what? That's weird. That's like sweet. And what? I don't know why. I don't know how. But it just makes it amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the missing ingredient that just blew it out of the water.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
It's so weird because you're right. These, first of all, again, good size. It's very much of almost like a corn dog light tempura style batter.
Yep.
But as you bite into them, I was biting into whole shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like these were like pureed or diced up.
Correct.
I was biting into whole kernels of corn, you know?
Uh-huh.
And the breading to shrimp to corn ratio was so perfectly done.
Yep.
And yeah, the kicker was that powdered sugar. I even looked at Athena at one point and I was like, I gotta ask you something. Who in their right mind thought of putting powdered sugar on this dish?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's amazing.
Yep.
Like I would never think of something like that.
Yep.
And it just sets the dish off so well. And because of the heat, the powdered sugar almost melts a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to call it icing, but it almost is. And it's so weird how it works. And it's not your typical sweet and savory. It's not like chocolate and bacon. You know what I mean? It's a very subtle sweet and savory combo that just absolutely kills it.
Yep.
This is my new go-to here that I want to get every single time we go.
I would agree with that.
Sweet. We're getting it.
All right.
Next, let's move on to the elotes, which is new.
Mm-hmm.
This is a roasted ear of corn, smoked tomato aioli, cojita cheese, and the tajin seasoning that I love. It has a little kick of lime in it for $13.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely loved this. I thought it was delicious. I really did. I absolutely loved it.
I don't want to end on a bad note.
No, well, we're gonna keep going.
Okay.
I thought this was so good. I really did. $13 was a lot for an ear of corn. I do prefer their corn
two.
Dip.
They were small.
Well, it was one whole ear of corn that was cut in half.
Okay.
And then skewered. The flavors, everything, I thought were absolutely perfect. I would love this as a side dish, as a replacement for maybe when you get a meal, an entree, you can either
instead
get paprika fries,
right.
You can get the fruit, or you can maybe get one of these half ears of corn as your side. These elotes would be really, really cool. So I loved it. I do like the street corn dip better, which is now officially on the menu.
Yes.
But you didn't love this?
I didn't love it. It wasn't bad. I wasn't like, I think everything else just was so much better.
Okay.
And this was just fine for me. But I completely agree. I really love the street corn dip better. Athena and David actually got that. And I was fine with trying this, of course, absolutely, to talk about it and stuff. But I would negate that and totally go for the street corn dip.
Let me ask you something. As a corn eater, I like corn on the cob pretty much cooked in any way.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And this is one that is cooked, I think, for a longer period of time. So you have much those softer kernels, which I know doesn't work for a lot of people.
See, I thought mine weren't very soft.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought they were. I loved it. I did.
Good.
But I'd rather get the street corn dip.
Yeah.
And I would like, this would be, I think this would be awesome as a side.
Yeah.
Like, but then, man, how do you pick between this? For me personally, it'd be tough to pick between this and paprika fries.
Yeah, that's true.
God, I love their paprika fries. So Kaylin went ahead because she loves their steak. She got the marinated and grilled sirloin, which is $21. It is romaine pepper relish, a 63-degree egg, charred baguette with choice of French fries or fruit. She does not want the romaine. She doesn't want the pepper relish.
But the steak.
She does not want the 63-degree egg.
No.
So she got steak and French fries on a plate and a side of the baguette.
Yep.
But that kid ate every
she did.
Last piece.
And it was funny because we were like, Jamie. Okay. So you know this marinated and grilled sirloin, right? Can we just get steak and French fries?
Yeah.
And the baguette. And Jamie was like, absolutely. So she totally made that happen. And it was a little expensive, I would feel like, for Kaylin, kind of, but at the same time, she ate all of it. It was cooked to perfection.
Yeah.
Medium.
Dang good steak.
It was good.
Really
it was
good steak.
So good. So really, it's just, I guess it's just hard to see my child eating an adult meal. So really,
I guess. But is it with her? She is basically an adult.
Well, I know. And that's what I was going to say. So really, I shouldn't say it's too expensive. It's just crazy having my child eat
adult steak meals.
But no, this was fantastic. She didn't even let us have a bite because
no,
it was that good and she just loved it.
Yeah.
And then Lacey actually was hungry.
Shocker.
And wanted to eat. And they have a kid's mac and cheese. And did somebody kind of birdie whisper in your ear that she could get some?
I had heard that it was a possibility we could get her just some grilled chicken. Lacey does love grilled chicken. Like she'll eat. Really what we need to start doing at places is asking if they have a grilled chicken, because mm-hmm. when we get chicken tenders, chances are she's going to complain the outside's spicy and she's going to sit there and pick out the meat the whole time and not eat the breading. So yes. Yeah, so I had heard from a reliable source that we could potentially get a grilled chicken breast for her. And so Jamie's like, yeah, of course. So she brought out grilled chicken breast and a side of mac and cheese. Lacey really loved it. I tried the chicken. And if you have had the char grilled chicken over at Satali Canteen,
that's what this was like. Wow.
I'm telling you, there was a dude back there over a charcoal or wood burning grill flipping this chicken, because the flavor and the little grill lines, everything, absolutely perfectly cooked chicken. It was so good.
Nice.
And it had a great amount, a little bit of seasoning on it. And Lacey liked it all.
Yep.
You know, she could have easily been like, no, that's too salty. That's too this or that.
That's true.
And she loved it.
Yep.
And so it was really neat to have that opportunity. And I remember, if we go way back to November when we were there with Gary and Claire, they had a similar situation where, you know, they had ordered, I believe it was grilled chicken and mac and cheese. It might have been. And, you know, Disney's always so wonderful about accommodating what they can with what they have. And here's another point of, you know, just if there is something, especially for kids that are maybe picky or even adults, you know, me and my mushrooms and my pickles and my mustard and my mayo, you know, you can always ask them to slightly alter a dish and they're going to do it for you. You know what I mean? So thoughts on Coronado Springs and Three Bridges. Do you like this place? Is this somewhere you would think of going back to?
Duh. Yes.
I'm so excited for new menu items.
Like, I know. Yeah, me too.
How cool is that?
Very cool.
It was hard not to get the chicken biscuit sliders, but I was so full.
Uh-huh.
Like, we literally just ate appetizers.
I know, and I so wanted to get the lamb chops.
Oh.
But
David got the lamb chops.
Yeah, I know. And I was like,
they're so good.
I was still kind of hungry, and that's when I was like, you know what? All right, we'll do the curry hummus.
Yeah.
Because it's got the bread, and it's just the hummus, and that's all good. So I was almost sad to not do an entree and just do the appetizers. Yeah. But, oh, my gosh, everything was so good.
I wonder if we should go back then.
Maybe we should.
Like, an entree or something.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we should go back and try this place again.
Yeah.
And see if we like it enough to revisit all the time.
Yes.
I can't wait to be back. I know this was kind of like just a giant love fest for Coronado. But I hope we provided useful information.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of people that are booked to go back.
People are booked to go back. They want to know what's going on, how things are working. So, This was more of a information episode.
Oh, real quick, I do want to talk about the buses, because I know with places like Riverside, Caribbean Beach, and Coronado, a lot of the stuff that can sometimes come from it is, well, I'm worried about the buses. You know, there's multiple stops. Am I going to get on a bus?
Right.
Am I going to have to wait forever? With only Grand Destino and Casitas being open, only three of the bus stops are open.
Yep.
They're just zipping past the ones in Ranchos and Cabanas and all. So buses were perfectly fine.
Yep.
We had no issue with buses.
Nope. Yeah. I think we had to wait.
Well, the first day, or that Sunday morning, we waited a bit.
I think we waited a little bit. But, I mean, it's great. It's fine. I actually, it's so funny because I talked to somebody recently. I absolutely love the buses because you don't have to stand and you're not sitting with people you don't know and things like that. But I think they didn't have a very good experience with their bus situation just because of the number of people.
Oh.
But I explained to her that kind of happened on the very first time. And I think the bus drivers know what they're doing now. So maybe this was a newer bus driver. Could've but anyways, it's great. You might have to wait just a little bit, but you know.
Yeah. Once you get on, you got a seat and it's wonderful. And so, you know, if you're on the fence about going back to, you know, Coronado I see a lot of people going, well, especially with these new deals out, they're like, I'm at Pop Century, but I could move to Coronado and it's not much more. I'm always like, move to Coronado.
Yeah.
And I know Pop Century has the Skyliner, which is a huge, huge benefit.
It is.
But for me, that will never outweigh the experience you're going to get at Coronado. You know, and what I love so much, and I told Aaron this, I said, not that I probably have to tell you this, but I'd like to. I know there's going to be a lot of concern as resorts reopen and places reopen about the magic, you know, about the customer service, about the cast members.
Yeah.
And as people are moving around, as people are unfortunately not coming back, as people have been furloughed for so long and getting back in the swing, everything felt like it did the last time we went.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There was no moment that it was like, oh, we're in the middle of a pandemic and things are different. Like, other than masks and not seeing more people, the service, everything was just like it's always been. And it was so nice and refreshing to see all of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So highly recommend get your butt back to Coronado, whether you stay there or not, or you just go visit and eat at Three Bridges, visit Dahlia Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend it highly.
Yep.
So we want to thank you guys so much for listening. We truly appreciate it. If you've not already subscribed to Main Street Magic, please do so now. And you're going to want to subscribe to Capture the Magic Universal, the Diz Dudes, and the Capture the Magic podcast. And as long as you're out there, you might as well leave all of us a rating and review.
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.